This podcast is intended for mature audiences only. This podcast will contain adult language and subject matter. It is not suitable for all listeners and ages. In no way does this podcast reflect the other contributors of Good Morning Gloucester, Gloucester Podcast, or Homiecast. Your personal discretion is advised. You can do it, put your back into it. I can do it, put your ass into it. You can do it, put your back into it. I can do it, put your ass into it. Put your back into it. Put your ass into it. Good morning, Gloucester. It's Alicia Unleashed and B-Side.
What up?
Wow.
I thought you were taking a mental break.
Oh, yeah. We can do that.
I mean, you start and then we'll...
All right.
You tell me when you want to go on vacation.
All right. I do need a little bit of a mental vacation.
You've had 3 weeks. You've had some 3 weeks,
dude. Man. Literally, it has been 3 weeks since we've done a podcast.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I'm sure.
This is like the second time I've seen you since your birthday extravaganza.
Is it really?
There was that one time on the beach.
Oh yeah, that one time at band camp.
Was that like last week?
Yeah, that was last week.
Shit, I don't even remember.
That was just 1 week. I just saw you one day.
Right, but I hadn't seen you for the 2 weeks after your birthday extravaganza.
Wow.
Snapchat doesn't count.
We Snapchat every day.
We do. Because we're funny as hell.
This girl is on fire. We have streaks.
Yeah, we do.
We've gone up to like 7 streaks.
Mm-hmm. We're
How do you get past that?
You keep going.
Well, thanks for the wisdom there, Bridget.
You're welcome.
Thanks for that.
Welcome.
Yeah, literally, like, dude, I think it's been 3 weeks, like, today since we've done a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So those people that are our closet listeners, they're probably like, thank the Lord they're back. They've probably been so bored without our entertainment.
Did you miss us?
And that you know you did. You missed us. We every podcast, we always know we lose 2 subscribers, but been gaining a lot of Twitter followers.
Nice.
A lot of actually been gain the people I've been gaining do their own podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm starting to
get
into that world. So that's really cool. I'd rather gain those type of people.
Right.
So I'm excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I need such a mental. It's been so stressful. So my birthday was so amazing.
Are you in Snapchat voice right now?
Oh my god! Like,
do you go to Coachella?
Oh my god, I went to Coachella like 5 times in my Snapchat.
Joey's out.
Joey's been out the minute we said hello.
Right.
I don't think Joey. I think Joey's scared to
can
even.
Can we talk about Joey?
Oh, here we go. Now his ears are glued.
And your birthday dinner.
Oh god. Oh, with the whole restaurant.
And your episode 35. Now, we had your cousin John on.
Yeah.
And we were talking about some things. And John had brought up the, you know, a certain action, sexual action that happens. And you shut it down
to quicker, some people
quicker than like I don't even know what
I know. We have that should be a good. We should have been quick on that one. That analogy.
I mean, we were pretty quick. I mean, well, I fed into John because I was.
Oh, you totally fed into John.
It was
and I was like, I had to shut that shit down like a chill.
Right, but Joey didn't hear past that.
No,
he did not hear you shut it down.
He turned
so
it out.
So he decided at your birthday dinner with what 14 other people a whole restaurant to continue to bring up the fact that we talked about anal sex
and something
on your
else
podcast.
Too. What was it called? Fisting?
Oh no,
fisting.
Not
what was it?
Fisting. I shut him down in a sense of just getting them to stop talking about anal sex by talking about pegging.
Oh, that was even worse. Like, hello? That's just
some people
even worse.
To some people it is. But
oh,
then
Lord.
That brought up, oh my god, I became that unclassy broad at your birthday dinner with strangers talking about pegging. Because actually, some people at the table knew what I was talking about, and other people were shocked there were a lot of people that I was expecting to know what that was were shocked what I... But he just kept bringing up, she talks about anal sex on her podcast. No, John talked about anal sex. I joked about it.
I shut it down real quick because...
Faster than a teenager at prom.
Yes.
Welcome back, class of 2017. Yeah, well, high school's going to be starting soon for all these seniors and stuff. And
why? They don't listen to us.
No, I'm just saying in case
they
do.
I hope to God not.
I mean, there might be a teenager that might be listening to this.
Oh my God. Tyler the other day was like, and mom, I do listen to your podcast. Not that I listen to them, you know, when you post them, but I'm in the other room, you know. And I'm like, yes, Tyler, I'm well aware when you're in the other room, which, you know, for the past how many ever we've had, he hasn't been here. So that's been good, especially with 35.
I kind of miss that little booger.
I know. When's the last time you saw him?
I haven't seen him in like a month and a half.
Are you serious?
Probably, yeah.
Get
since night swimming. I haven't seen him since night swimming.
That was a long time ago. We had to go get Talia.
It was like episode 34.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, that was July.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I haven't seen him since July.
Wow. Well, school will be starting and...
He'll be around.
He'll be around, I'm sure.
Can we also talk about... So we had a night for your birthday dinner. Like, we went to three different spots.
Oh, yeah. We had a weekend.
So then we went to...
Oh, in that one night?
In that one night.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Then we went to the Beauport.
Yeah.
And we happened to just be able to see the rooftop pool.
Well, because Sherry DiLorenzo is mm-hmm. one of my dearest friends. Mm-hmm. And I asked her to go to the rooftop because I actually haven't been yet. And her very, very, very nice executive chef brought us up there.
Yes. We have a photo with him somewhere.
We do. We have a nice selfie photo, actually.
Who took that photo? Did Mary take that photo?
Someone with long arms. It could have been Michelle.
Okay.
Took that photo. And it was really... We had a drink, and then, you know, they were closing it. It was really, really windy that night, mm-hmm. actually. That was a lot of fun.
I was freaking out because... I was staring at the lights of the pool.
The lights were so cool. They were all changing colors.
And then when we started to walk towards the bar, I couldn't tell if the floor dipped at all or anything.
Oh, right,
I was just like, oh my God, is there a dip? Am I going to trip and fall right into this thing?
So cool.
There's not a dip.
No. My sister was so fascinated with the height requirements of the hotel.
Yes.
She was very environmentally conscious that night.
She was adorable.
Oh my God. Celia was so hilarious that night.
I loved her.
My sister, that when she comes out, it's rare. Let's just say that. My sister's got a lot going on. She lives in Central Mass. She's going to get a bachelor's in nursing. She's a nurse right now at a clinic. She's going on. She's doing good for herself. Mm-hmm. So the fact that she took the time out to come out for my birthday... Stayed the whole night, was absolutely amazing. And then our third spot was Stones.
Yes.
Well, you can't have your birthday on a Thursday.
And not go see Jamie.
And not go see Jamie.
That's just rude.
That's just sacrilegious right there.
Yeah. And Jamie was the man that night because he, in a sense, kind of rescued me.
He was trying to rescue you hardcore. Because he was like, Alicia, save her.
Well, the fact is that I was sitting with Melissa Cox, and
I miss you, Melissa.
She was about to leave, and just as I was finishing my tab at the bar so that I could go join you mm-hmm. and some special guests and people, mm-hmm. This dude decided to come right up in her chair. I mean, the seat wasn't even cold. And he sat down next to me and started chatting up. And he had like 8 or 9 strikes against him. And I was like in panic mode. I was like, I hope Alicia or Melissa or somebody or Rick sees this and can come rescue me. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw Jamie making this weird ass face. And I was like, please hope he rescues me, somebody. And then all of a sudden, you yelled my name. Melissa's like, are you done? Look, are you ready to go?
We get aggressive.
And then
we got really aggressive.
But Melissa came over, which is exactly girl code. You come over and be like, hey, you ready to leave? And I said, oh, this is my ride. Gotta go. Bye. And then I had the unfortunate news to break to you and Rick that as much as I enjoyed partying, that I had to leave because she was my designated driver. And I couldn't honestly sit in the corner for 2 more hours while this dude is still at the bar.
Yes, like, you could have. You don't know him.
No, but we know someone that knows him.
Yes, we do.
And then that would have been bad news. That would just, that's a bad play. That's a bad play on the field if I was to do something like that. That's a bitch move, and I won't.
No, so you're not into bitch moves.
I can be. Oh, why is that so empty?
Oh, it's clinky. Clink, 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 clink.
We'll talk about that in a minute. But then we get to your actual birthday party over the weekend.
Yes.
At the Indigo Hotel.
That was amazing, huh?
It was.
Girlfriend knows how to party.
I mean, your
my sister-in-law.
Sister-in-law, Crystal with a K, and your friend Sandra.
Yep. Crystal's friend. Yeah, she's my friend as well, but originally Crystal's friend Sandra.
Love her.
Oh my God, Sandra's amazing.
She is such a like party girl.
She is up for everything, anything. And I knew that you guys would absolutely love Indigo because everyone I've ever brought has just loved it because it's such a chill vibe. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. And so, you know, one thing that came from that was hashtag rotisserie, which is probably my favorite thing to do all day, except for when the girl showed up with the free beer and Sandra was like, oh, let's all be friends with this woman. And the woman gave us free sliders.
We had plates of free sliders.
Lots to drink, jello shots. We were doing our thing.
Yeah.
A little bummed that the 90s DJ was not there that
the
night.
One, wait, the, can we just say the one weekend, the DJ, everyone was like, I've never known this DJ to like take a weekend off. This is his first weekend off he's ever taken off.
Well, that's a cool story, bro, but where's my fucking 90s music, you know?
Ugh.
But we met some friends there. We met some new people.
We did.
A couple. You decided to give them advice, and
I did. I gave them marriage advice.
I was very scared.
I gave them good marriage advice.
Mm-hmm.
I did.
And then we made friends with the bartender.
Yeah.
Which you were suspect of him the whole time.
Yep. Yes.
He was still... Funny enough, he knows someone I went to high school with. Like...
So weird.
It's super weird.
Can't get away from Gloucester.
No, especially... I mean, we were kind of far. Newton's kind of far.
Yeah, we were an hour and some change away.
Yeah.
And he lived somewhere else. And
Milton.
Hello. And how the heck we even connected with anybody from Gloucester is so weird.
And then just when the night couldn't get any better... And a little old dude sat next to me and started chatting me up. I was like, I have to
speak English.
Yeah.
He just didn't look like he would.
What are you talking about?
I can't remember.
What would you think he would say?
I don't know. I looked a little foreign. I didn't know if he spoke English or not.
A little foreign? Like, you mean straight off the boat? I mean, that's how old he was.
He was like 70 maybe.
Yeah, and he goes dancing there every weekend, he says.
And with the 90s music, probably.
Well, but also, they have like a salsa night, and he was like, oh, I haven't seen you here before. And I was like, seriously? The old dudes. And I'm talking older than 48, Joey. I mean, I don't know about one of those.
Joey's going to be... Is he going to be 49 next? He's going to be 49 in a couple of months.
Oh, well, shit. We got to get him a special cake, if you know what I mean. So, yeah, we haven't seen each other pretty much since... And then we went to, what, the next day we went to
Bad Moms. And I'm not even a moviegoer, which I'm sure we can... So I'm honestly not even a moviegoer, but comedies and... I'm a comedy person, so if it's something I want to see, and I was like, hey, you ever seen Bad Moms? Probably hands down, I've never laughed so hard in a movie in my life, And I laughed even harder thinking that, because you actually did spit out your soda.
I did.
And I thought you spit it out all over the woman in front of you. Which
The woman you mean with the long hair that decided to put her hair on my legs?
That was, that woman, that group in front of us was just like kind of weird.
Disgusting. They were the worst movie going on the planet.
They were bad moms.
They were bad people. Yes, there was a moment in the movie where I was like, oh, this is cute. And I'm drinking my soda and all of a sudden I went, and it just flew. And I spent 10 minutes crying.
I cried. I literally cried. And when I laugh and I cry, I hold it in. And I'm like, because I can't.
And we're at the movies. It's not like we can sit there and cackle like we,
I know.
Like,
you know. My God. It was, and then I laugh even more when I know that I can't laugh. And then I know I'm holding it inside. And then I'm trying not to pee my pants. And it's just the whole thing.
It was a whole thing.
It was awesome.
It was a great weekend.
It was awesome. That was how we ended our weekend.
Yeah. Yep.
It was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I would like to go on with the movie thing. However, I want to do that. But I've been dying.
Okay.
Dying to bring this up. So
okay. This has been a special request.
This is a special request because, you know, even though everyone hasn't heard Kyle since episode 25 that never aired, which actually, I could probably air that now. I'm going to listen to it again.
Listen back to it.
I'm going
to
listen back to it. But I think I could probably air that now. We're over 10 in. I'm in a good space. I think we're good.
All right.
Joey's like, fuck. Do
he
not.
Know. It literally.
Do not.
It is literally less than 15 seconds. But it's 15 seconds that have made you hold off on this.
Yeah, like, because of the timing of it. So, we always ask Kyle to come back. It doesn't matter. Even if I know she's not available, that's what I do. I'm courteous. I ask her if she's going to, you know, it's fine. So, today, not only could she not come, but she said, there's this article, and this woman is my, in Kyle's exact quote, this woman is my fucking hero. And, Alicia, I really would like you to talk about this article tonight. And can I tell you how amazing this woman is?
Okay.
I read this and I thought it was the best thing in the whole fucking world. So, here we go. So, headline. Woman cuts off rapist genitals at gunpoint, then forces him to eat them. A gruesome scene unfolded in North Carolina.
North Carolina!
A convicted child molester kidnapped a 17-year-old woman and took her back to his home and assaulted her. Kimberly Walt, blah, blah, blah. He is a 3-time convicted felon. Okay. Anyway, let's fast forward to when Williams fell asleep after drinking massive amounts of alcohol and she was unable to untie herself. She then approached him, tied him up, and grabbed a knife and castrated him. Well, he started screaming, and she walked over with his parts and tossed him in a microwave. I threw the bastard's junk in the microwave, grabbed the plate, fork, steak, and a knife, and cut it up like a hot dog. I grabbed a gun, then left the kitchen counter, walked over to him, and forced him to eat it. I have no remorse and I am not sorry at all. That bastard deserved it and he's going down. So, amazing. This is fucking awesome. So some are even calling her a hero. And she says, now we don't have to worry about that pervert doing this to anyone else. And if we castrated every child molester, we would never have this problem. So that is that. And Kyle said, well, at least she heated it up for him.
Right? That's nice. She brought him a fork and a knife.
And she cooked him dinner.
Isn't that what every man wants?
She cooked him the big D,
right? Don't you want some big beef?
Everybody wants some D and some beef.
That is true.
Yes. No pun intended. I mean, it's not like it's eye for an eye.
No, But here.
No, but I think that's amazing. And I honestly. Here's. And, wait. I forgot to tell you the best part.
What's that?
She didn't get convicted of a
crime. Good. Because I was just going to say.
I forgot to tell you the best part.
I was just going to say, because the thing is, the courts could turn that around on her.
Nope. She was not convicted. She was not convicted.
So.
In some states, that girl would have gone away for life.
Oh, yeah. Because there would have been, like, the mental he could totally do a civil suit. And
totally.
Like, and, you know.
Nope. She got no legal trouble for that.
That's awesome.
That's amazing. So. That's what
did you also hear about the Massachusetts judge that decided to give a rapist, an 18-year-old boy who sexually assaulted two women in, like, one of the women woke up with her friend passed out next to her and he was assaulting both of them. He got 6 months probation because boys will be boys and he needs to experience the college experience.
Wait, you're kidding me?
Nope. It's all over Facebook today. I heard about it this morning, and I was like, what the fuck is this?
That just made me want to throw up.
This is something that's huge, but this woman that Kyle sent over, Rob fucking O.
That's not the nothing, but between our states, why is there so, I understand it's democracy, but really, like, why do we have such huge, like,
divides
in our states.
Well, here's the
because
thing.
Because of the Democrat and Republican
everyone
shit.
Seems to be unified on girls should not dress this way. Girls should be mindful of this. Girls should not be doing this. Girls should not do that. No. How about you don't rape a fucking unconscious person?
How about
person?
You don't do that? How about you just be a fucking good person?
You should. I know you don't like movies, but there is a documentary called The Hunting Ground.
I don't, you know.
And the thing is,
like gruesome and
it's violent. Not gruesome and
know,
it's not
but,
violent.
But I
feel
it saddens me. I don't like things that sadden me.
But the thing is, it's reality.
I know.
And you have two teenagers and they're going to need to see something like that. I think that everyone in high school needs to see this documentary. Because a lot of people, and this has been a conversation that's also come up too, is like how people are learning, like kids in the generation now, learning about sex through porn instead of, like, actually having conversation. I'm like, what? That's a thing? Like, that was never a thing when I was growing up. I didn't learn about sex through porn.
Right.
And porn is not realistic of actual sex.
Right.
But it's a conversation that constantly comes up, especially when there's, like, these rape conversations and stuff like that, too. And it's like, why is this so hard? Why is this so hard, and why is there so many gray areas?
Because social media has made it so hard. The public has made it so hard. There's so many things now that we have access to that we didn't, you know, before, and that's why it makes it hard.
No, I think the reaction on social media makes it. It shouldn't be hard at all. It should be pretty fucking simple.
Right.
No means no.
Right.
You know?
Even if she's shorter than you.
Wow. What's that?
Even if she's shorter than you. It's a personal joke with my
See, you're giving into rape culture right there.
I know.
You are part of the problem.
Listen,
you are part of the problem.
If you are not a part of the solution, you're a part of the problem.
No. No? I mean,
you have to be a part of the solution. If you're not a part of the solution,
but you
then
can
you
also,
are a part of the problem.
Exactly. But you can also be like, you know, not okay. Not okay.
It's not okay.
It's not.
It's not. Not
we know how I
and we
you know how
I'm
I
not even gonna go
something.
Into that I could totally no we're nope. not because nope. I could totally go off on this and totally go because I have a daughter and I could totally go into another
you also
world.
Have a son remember it's not just a female thing
I'd kill him
no he could be assaulted
that's true
it's a double standard
there's
thing.
A lot of double standards
there is but like you know, it's a conversation, part of this documentary that I watched, and was like, shit, this could happen to dudes, too. Mm-hmm. Dudes can say no.
But, you know, if that's that whole, like, you know.
Boys will be boys.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. So, so speaking of movies.
going back to movies now that we've gone off the rails and back on the rails.
We're going back. All right,
you go back.
We're going back.
Mm-hmm.
We're going back. So, movies.
You don't like them.
Well, okay.
They don't keep your attention unless they're comedy or yes. action.
Right, which I can do. Like, you know, I back in the day when I loved like True Lies, and that was like the greatest action movie I saw.
Oh my god.
I love True Lies. Shut your mouth.
That movie came out 25 years ago, girl.
See, that's the last time I was like watching movies.
Oh my god.
So doesn't this tie in with like compromise of dating?
How?
Okay, so this would be it. I know all of America.
Paint the picture for me, Alicia. Okay.
I love that. I know that all of America really loves to go to movies. Really small portion of America like me. That's like, you know.
We
had to talk about our movie trip to when we went to go see Bad Moms.
We did. We already had that conversation.
No, about how...
Oh, when I taught you the miracles
the butter,
of popcorn?
Our butter.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had to do our own soda.
Alicia clearly has not been to the AMC Liberty Tree. So we get there, and she's like, we need a separate bag for popcorn because I want lots of butter. I was like, do you not know the straw method? She's like, what are you talking about? So for you at home that's listening that don't know about the straw method, you get one of the straws from the fountain, and you hopefully you have a partner in crime that can hold the popcorn bag for you. You put the straw by the little nozzle that drains the butter, and the straw is actually, you insert it deep into your popcorn bag. And then you put the butter going through the straw, and you move it all around, and you put it in different spots. You poke it in different holes. Alicia was fascinated by this. Also,
I've never seen this before, because here at the Gloucester Cinema, they fill your bag halfway, put butter in it, fill up the other halfway, and put butter in it. And may I add, the Gloucester Cinema popcorn and butter is so much better than the out-of-town popcorn.
Well, yeah, because it's made in small batches.
It's amazing.
AMC
Shout out to Gloucester Cinema!
AMC is a huge conglomerate, and they have no time. Ain't nobody got time to sit there and make popcorn.
Well, if I'm going to movies, I want my popcorn, my butter.
Oh,
tastes good.
Why don't you just call them next time? Be like, hey, I'm coming to your theater.
I'm coming. Can you make some good popcorn?
Why don't you just
butter?
Bring your own popcorn?
I can't do that.
Yeah, you can. If you have a big enough purse, you bring your
own
shit.
Well, I'm going to go to Gloucester Cinema and get the movie popcorn and butter. I like movie popcorn and butter. Gloucester Cinema's movie popcorn
Why
and
are
butter.
You getting whiny voice right now? I'm going to throw a penny at you.
Because I love it. It's my favorite. Gross. And then I was so disappointed when I went to the big time theater and had gross popcorn and butter.
You were not complaining about that popcorn.
No, but we didn't eat it all like I would have ate up the thing.
That was a lot of popcorn. We got
and
a
then
massive bag
we did.
Of
and then I went to popcorn. Then I went to the movies at the Revere movie theater last week. It still didn't taste as good as Gloucester Cinema.
It's because you...
And guess what?
Because you're a picky food eater. That's why.
Moving on.
She's also fascinated by the Coke machine at the AMC Liberty
Tree.
Yeah,
I had to do one.
Where you get your own selection. You could pick Sprite, Sprite Zero, Sprite Zero Orange Vanilla, Sprite Zero Cherry, Coke Cherry.
What did I choose? I think I just chose Dr. Pepper. No, I chose Cherry Coke.
Yeah, you did.
I did.
Yeah. And then we ended that day by singing Foreigners, I Want to Know What Love Is.
Yes! Oh, that should have been our opener!
No, I feel like our opener was exactly what it needed to be.
Yeah, that's true.
So going back to dating compromises, because you've been going to the movie theater a lot more.
A lot more.
Me.
I've only went once.
Well, why are you talking about Gloucester Theater then? Where'd you go?
Oh, because I went with the children.
Oh, okay, well done.
I went with the children to go see the children movies,
you know,
like
Children
Finding
of the
Dory.
Future.
We believe the children are.
Stop,
future.
Squirrel, squirrel,
okay,
all right, squirrel. All right.
So when I've been going,
what are we at? We're only at 29 minutes. Oh,
seriously, Joey was like long time ago. Joey's been out.
Bye, Joey.
Bye, Felicia. I've been going to Gloucester Cinema on the kids' movies, like seeing Finding Dory and then Secret Life of Pets and anything. Like, if like when I get Tyler back next week, if he hasn't seen Ice Age, we'll go see Ice Age. So, okay. I'm not a movie person in general, which I think Moonpai has figured out, but, you know, he's like, hey, you know, one of the movies tonight. I'm like, sure, you know, let's go. What do you want to see? Because I'm not a movie person. He's like, Jason Bourne, have you ever seen them? I'm like, yeah, like the first one or two, wasn't it like 25 years ago when they came out?
16.
Oh, okay. All right. So I saw the first two, but I can't even remember.
You were kind of busy then.
I was kind of busy, like, popping out kids and shit.
Yeah.
So, you know, anyway, so I go, and actually, he wanted to see Suicide Squad. Which, thank you, Bridget, for briefing me what the fuck that was.
And, you're welcome.
I was in the mall.
Were you laughing?
Actually,
I was trying to buy a shirt because I had to go to an event.
Yes.
And I had gotten something on the shirt I was wearing, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna buy this shirt. And I was getting these Snapchat, and you're like, what the hell is Suicide Squad? I don't do superhero movies. And I was like, it's not a superhero movie, it's this and this.
Yeah, you really had to brief me on what I was watching. Yeah. So we decided, and we went to Riviera Movie Theater, and we saw Jason Bourne, which I actually really liked. I mean, I did fall asleep a few times. But then I'd wake right back up.
Well, because there was no dialogue. All it is just him looking angry and punching somebody.
So, I would say, and they have the recliners. So, Revere recliners with Gloucester popcorn, Gloucester Cinemas popcorn. Fuck yeah, I'd go to the movies every week. Every week. Give me some good popcorn butter.
Hollywood Hits is getting those recliners.
But do they have good popcorn and butter? Like,
I don't know.
Cinema?
I usually bring my own shit.
Gloucester Cinema. Shut up.
Why don't you just go to Gloucester Cinema, get your bag of popcorn, and then drive to Revere?
That's what I just said.
Did you?
I did. You said, why don't you bring your own popcorn? I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go to Gloucester Cinema and do that.
Oh, I missed that.
All right, so that's what I'm going to do next time.
All right.
Because I think I have to go see Suicide Squad, maybe. So let's talk about, so then on Friday night, you know, watching a movie, and we come across Deadpool. Have you ever seen Deadpool? No, I've seen it. Oh my god, that shit was the most hilarious thing I have seen. It is so funny. And Ryan Reynolds was so nice to look at.
He was literally in there for like less than 15 minutes out of that outfit.
Oh no. Yeah. No,
you know, you do know that he was pegging in that movie, right?
Okay, why was he doing that? I don't understand.
Because it was Easter.
What?
Yeah. When they were talking about his relationship with her.
Yes.
And they would do it on random holidays.
Yes.
She was pegging him.
Oh, that's what... Yeah!
That's what pegging is!
No, I know what that is, but now I'm remembering that scene. Mm-hmm. And I'm remembering the face. And now it's very vivid. I have a photographic memory, and that's... Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wait, did you watch Deadpool here?
Yes.
How big is your screen again? Did you get to see his thingy? Because he was naked.
I saw that he was naked, but I didn't see the front of him.
Should have paused it.
Yeah, let me do that.
Let me just hold this for a memory bank for later. Thank you.
But again, I would have, you know, I guess, you know, I would have saw that in the movie if I knew... I always thought it was a super... But really, wasn't it a spoof on a superhero thing?
No. Deadpool is actually a...
A superhero person.
He is a character, yes.
But the whole thing seemed like a spoof to me.
Well, this is the first R-rated, quote-unquote, superhero movie.
Yeah.
And because Ryan Reynolds, like, helped in this process, that's why Suicide Squad was supposed to be released, like... a few months ago, and they had to go do reshoots because they wanted to do exactly what Deadpool did.
Oh, really?
Everyone counted Deadpool out. Like, was like, no, this is not gonna go well. And then it became a monster hit.
Yeah.
So now everyone's going back. You know what one you would also probably like is Guardians of the Galaxy with Chris Pratt. Oh, God.
You think so?
Oh, my God, yes. He's delicious.
He is delicious.
So glistening.
So my compromising has actually worked in my favor lately.
Yeah, but so now he is aware that you're compromising and the fact that you don't actually like to go to movies,
yeah,
and you're so, going.
Yeah.
Now, is this really affecting your day? Is this really making you like, oh my god, I can't believe I have to go to the movies?
No,
because I'm going on a date. Oh my god, I'm not single.
No, but I've dodged every other person ever about going on a date.
Maybe it's the person. Maybe
it's the person that I've ever gone to the movies with.
Maybe it's the people. Maybe it's not just you not liking the movies. Maybe it's the person that's asking you. Have you ever thought of that?
No, I haven't.
You should think of that. You should rewire your brain and your thought process for that. Maybe it's this person. You're like, I can totally see myself going to the movies with this dude. Providing that he picks the right movies. And I think you should
say, I guess it doesn't matter. If I'm not a movie person, so what does it matter if I know good or bad?
But, no, you...
I will know bad.
You know what? You'll need to advise me. Be like, hey, I'm about to go see this movie. Should I go? And I'll tell you yes or no. Because I know you enough to know what you will tolerate. I've probably already seen it in advance for you. So, yeah. Pre-screen.
Pre-screen. It's pre-screen.
So going back to dating, well, we've got a few different dating things that we had drummed up before we started recording. So if you were to be dating right now,
yeah,
say you were to date someone that was about our age, or maybe, okay, let's say anywhere between 28 and our age.
Which I wouldn't, but I have friends that do.
Right. Because some of us, the pool is getting very small. if the guy was to tell you that he was a virgin,
yep,
what would you think about that?
I would see that as a challenge.
Why is a challenge? Like, what kind of challenge? Like, would that be a challenge for you to have, like, conversation with him, continue to go on dates with? I mean, just because they were virgin.
No matter what, you have to have an emotional connection. But
say you're like 3 or 4 dates in and he's like, by the way, because you don't bring that up on the first date.
Well, you've made 3 or 4 dates. You've made 3 or 4 dates.
No, I never make it past the first date.
Okay.
We're asking for a friend.
Dear Abby.
But I mean, the thing is, just because you're a virgin doesn't mean you don't do stuff.
Right.
But what do you mean by challenge? Do you mean like it'd be difficult, or do you mean like
maybe
double dared? Challenge accepted.
Yeah, double dare, challenge accepted. Maybe I'll be your first.
And you're cool with being the responsible one to take that from them?
Oh yeah, I'm good.
Just checking. Asking for a friend. Because I've never had that problem. I've had it happen to me, but
I've never come across it.
Right.
You know, I've dated people because they don't drink.
Yeah.
You know, I've stopped dating to people because they don't drink, actually.
But whether or not they drink or not, if they're not bent out of shape that you're having a drink.
Yeah, but I like to go, like, I'm a huge foodie, and I do like to have, you know, and I would like to go
for, like,
wine dinners.
But you don't
give
a shit when I don't drink.
No, but, you know, I'm going on dates with you.
Technically,
we do.
We've gone on some dates.
But you drink on those dates.
Most of them, you do. Sometimes, yeah. I'm having a rough time with drinking right now.
Yeah, you're getting a lot of migraines nowadays.
Yeah, summer Bridget's taking a hit.
Yeah, totally, dude.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm all of a sudden allergic to alcohol or...
No, it's just your... I don't know what's going on with your migraine.
It's the heat.
Yeah, because your migraines do come on when the heat is bad.
Yeah, and stress and stuff like that.
But. And not sleeping because hashtag summer Bridget.
Dude. It was supposed to be over a week ago.
And it's still going.
And
it's going to be September soon.
People want to hang out. And oh my god, what's going to happen? Summer Bridget's going to be over as of September. Like,
it's going to be hashtag follow Bridget.
Fall in love.
Bridget. Aww, Bridget. Bridget, you go fall in love, Bridget.
No.
Oh, speaking of that.
Oh, god.
I know. Kill me now.
Right? I got a knife.
So I did consult a couple of friends that have dated recently, and you have dated recently, and so one of my questions...
I have? Was it with you, or were dude? Do I remember their name? When was that? I remember. I need a drink now.
I remember, now you need a drink. Oh my god, I just spilled mine all over me. So as an adult, am I an adult?
Yes.
Okay, I am.
You have two children.
When did I classify as an adult, by
the
way?
You have two children.
Who even gave me an adult pin that said, here, you're an adult?
When you popped out your first child.
Dude, that was like 18. That's way too young to be an adult. I've been adulting for way too long.
And then you got, like, and then you were in a serious relationship. Then you got married. Adulting is right there.
Oh, fuck, man.
So I am still fucking Tinkerbell. Yes!
All right, so now that I'm adulting again, hashtag...
You're re-adulting.
I'm re-adulting, hashtag second act.
Now I feel like you're actually adulting because
you
now
think I'm now adulting?
Well, because you've had the harsh reality of, like, divorce, and now you have to come back into the world of dating, and you have teenagers.
Right. Right.
Well, you have a tween and you have a teenager.
So that was awesome. So you just made me feel 35 to like 55. That was great.
That is not true. I did not. Do you know how many 35-year-olds have gone through this kind of shit? I've got several.
There's very, very little that we know. 35-year-olds with teenagers now second acting.
But you're calling it second acting.
It is. It's a second act.
Some people call it bullet dodging. Some people are called grateful.
So my question in the adult world is, do they even say, like, say when you're dating someone and it's going well and you're both taking it slow and such, is there such a thing when you come to boyfriend, girlfriend, or even like put labels
are you going
on it?
If you're going steady?
We've had, yes. Oh my god. Like, do you have to ask someone to go
remember
steady?
Remember, this was my existential crisis this year. Remember?
Yes.
I was freaking out.
Yes.
I was like,
but oh. Yours went very fast. Yours went faster than mine.
That was not my doing.
But yours went way fast. So that's my thing. Is it known? Did you have to be asked to go study?
I feel like at this...
Has it changed?
I feel like at this age...
I haven't had to ask, or because, you know, no one's asked me, or I haven't asked, or to go study since I was like 16, 17 yeah. years old.
So I feel like at this age, if you're seeing somebody...
Yeah.
And you guys happen to be, like, in public, and you happen to go up to, like, you're in a public place, and someone's like, oh my god, I haven't seen you guys in forever, or, oh, so-and-so, I haven't seen you. Oh, who's this? I'm Michelle, by the way. Oh, this is my girlfriend, Alicia.
Oh, this is my friend.
No, or be like, oh, or this is Alicia. You know,
don't say this is my, just say this
but
is so-and-so.
The thing is that I have friends that have done this, where they weren't sure if there was a title. They haven't really actually talked about titling. And Joey had said, oh, you're fucking him. Or, oh, you're dating him. No, we didn't call it. Or I wasn't calling. When I was dating people, I wasn't actually dating them.
Quote, you know people can't see your air quotes.
Yeah, I was getting there, okay. Air quotes. I was seeing them. I called it, oh, no, I'm seeing them.
So seeing and dating are different?
In a sense, because the title is different, because I was seeing multiple people.
Oh, but so dating, if you're seeing multiple people, it's called I'm seeing them.
Right, but and
if you're dating, you're only seeing one person, dating one person?
Relative term, it depends on the person. but if say you and Moonpie were out, say you were in his area. And he runs
into someone. I'm pretty scared. I'm just probably never going
to. Stop it. If you run into someone he knows.
Yes.
And he's like, oh, this is Alicia.
Oh, that makes me feel
then, bad. Okay, this is Alicia. We're dating. We're seeing each other. We're going on dates. Okay?
Right.
Dating is going on dates.
Well, we have. We do.
If he goes, oh, this is my girlfriend Alicia, and it's the first time.
Without even talking to me about it?
No, that's where you're like, it's official. No. This is where we do it.
No, 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 no. I can't do that.
Why?
No, that's labels. What's your problem? That's labels.
You do not like labels, but no. You need to compromise and no. You need to rewire your brain.
Labels, like, because when
so then, okay, fine. If you don't like labels and he's not your boyfriend, if he goes out and fucks someone else or he's with someone else, how mad are you going to be?
Well.
How mad are you going to be? Well, you're not going to be mad because you're dating him and dating right, him.
Right, we're dating. So if
seeing
he wanted
someone,
to go out
someone, and, it's multiple people.
If he wanted to go date somebody right now.
But if he's having a conversation with you that you were the only person he's seeing.
Yeah.
Then that's it.
That makes me want to throw up, Bridget.
Why?
I'm scared of that.
What?
Labels.
Why are you scared?
Because I feel like.
Because you went
when
from
you
girlfriend to mother wife all of a sudden. Like. Those are three labels right there.
Ugh. I feel like when you do that, when you call someone, first of all, I feel that's serious.
When do you think it is serious?
When you start labeling.
Wait.
I feel it's serious when you start labeling.
When does dating somebody become serious?
No, when you start labeling.
What is actually considered serious?
When you call someone your girlfriend or boyfriend, I think that's
serious. So what you're doing right now is not serious? You've been together for 6 weeks?
That's not serious.
It's not?
No.
You are you seeing anyone else in those 6 weeks?
No. To me, serious. No.
Kinda on that train.
No, to me, serious.
Sorry, Moon Pie. I still wish I got to meet you.
No, to me, serious is like introducing him to like your kids.
Oh God, that's way
that's
too.
That's to me.
I don't have
that's
to worry
serious.
About that.
But that to me, that's what serious is.
That's like super serious. Like how many months?
Wait,
do you
it goes
up?
From serious to super serious. Like, dude, like I don't even know these terms.
No, that's super serious because it's children are involved.
Right, because I have children in my
life. That's a whole other
so
level.
So how can you be serious with someone without?
Well, I mean, let's just be honest. He met your sister.
Yeah, that was kind.
He met your friends. He met your bartender.
Wait, you did see Moon
Pie. For like a hot second, I got to shake his hand, and that was it, because I'm not even going to say his name, because, you know, just in case someone else is a secret listener, someone decided to jump in Melissa's grave and totally cornered me, and I didn't get to talk to Moon Pie.
Right.
I didn't even get to actually hear him, like, talk.
You saw how tall he was, though.
I did. We're going to have conversations about this. If people are going to message us and be like, I can't believe you saw that.
I like the tall guys.
Is this going to be an episode that doesn't exist?
No, it won't be. Absolutely not. There's nothing that we haven't talked about that doesn't exist. That doesn't...
That you're okay
that
with
I'm
people
okay with.
Knowing about.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right.
I just don't know. I just don't think I agree with what you're saying was serious. And then you went from serious to super serious.
Meeting your children is super serious.
Well, that to
but
me
that's
is.
Because that is a level. I feel like if
I think that's boyfriend girlfriend level.
No, if I'm seeing somebody or if I'm dating somebody,
I'm not gonna call someone my boyfriend and then not introduce them to my children. But to me, that's serious.
If I'm seeing somebody and dating somebody, and I bring them into my like meet my circle of friends,
oh,
or go
circles.
To one of my local spots,
yeah,
where like. I'm very familiar with, like, the people that work there.
Yeah.
That's a borderline serious.
Oh, you think that is?
Yes.
Okay.
Also, remember, I'm very protective of my circle of friends. My circle of friends don't meet my other circles of friends.
Right.
Like, I have, like, 8 circles going on.
Yeah, I have a lot
during Summer of Bridget, and none of them have joined forces and
or
collided. No. I keep them separate.
Which all of my circle, all of my friends, except for you met Sandra and my sister-in-law.
Well, I met your sister-in-law before, anyway.
Yeah. Well, Sandra came into it. So,
I love
yeah,
her.
So Sandra's awesome.
She's great.
I love her. I love her. Joey, you get that? I love her.
No, Joey's gone. Joey's
oh,
gone.
Joey's been, Joey fucking tapped out, dude. At probably like minute 15 and a half.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I don't think my question was answered, but okay.
But no, when do you have that talk? It's when
do you even have a talk? Like you just said,
you
almost said like you don't.
You could. You very much... See, I don't get to that level. I haven't gotten to that level in a very long time.
I haven't gotten to it in fucking 17 years. So you're telling me? You're telling me? Okay.
Well, you kind of... Right. You kind of got... I'm gonna start... You kind of got the jewelry, which is what typical girl... Like, if we listen to the misogynistic comments of the world and the life, women, that's all we want is the jewelry.
I don't like jewelry.
I want the D.
I was just going to say that. Do you know my therapist said that I'm the best she's seen me yet?
Awesome.
Because you get
vitamin D.
Not because of jewelry. I'll throw that right now, bitch. Not because of jewelry.
No, you're getting the vitamin D.
Mm-hmm. A lot.
Vitamin A. B. The protein shakes. Doing the workout.
Ah, no protein shakes.
You're doing the working out. You're not?
I don't like protein shakes, though.
You don't like the protein shots, either.
No. Oh, no, no, no. No. No, and I don't like vitamin A. No, I don't. No, I don't want any.
I was just starting to list off letters, and I was like, I don't even know what vitamin A.
I don't even want
vitamin A.
Oh,
I know what vitamin A.
Yeah, I don't want vitamin A. I don't like protein shakes or the shots.
I was talking about actual working out. You just took it to a different level.
Oh, because my mind is somewhere else.
Right, and I bet you, because we talked about vitamin D.
Yes, which I get quite regularly. It's great.
Big ol' hot dog. Oh, girls don't talk about this shit.
OMG.
Yeah, so I feel like it's really tough because I haven't been on that level for a while.
I've never been on that level in the years of, like, now.
But the thing is, as adults, it's like, shit, when do we have that conversation?
I don't know. It's like a long time from now. I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like
I did ask him to go to a wedding with me. Is that a big step?
Yes. Because that's another social circle that you see.
Well, I told him if he still likes me by then. That's another almost.
You gotta stop talking that negative talk there.
But I get
you
so...
You gotta stop it.
This
is B-Side's Advice Corner.
You need welcome to B-Side's Advice Corner.
Ooh, we should definitely just do like a, you know, what is it called? A spinoff on the
Well, we already had Joey's fucking Advice Corner. Joey had a dating advice one. Oh, in between. Yeah, exactly. You got it. Those are in the fucking archives. So welcome to B-Side's Advice Corner. Hi, B-Side. How are you?
I am tired. Fucking, like, you don't even know what happened to me, like, last week. I was insane. And the week before that.
I had a Brazilian.
Oh.
You had a Brazilian?
No. Not yet.
Wax?
No need to. I'm not dating anybody.
And what were we asking advice on? I'm so, like, lost right now.
We were just talking about, like, dating advice. And I shouldn't really be talking or advocating about dating advice because I haven't done it. But I feel like I do so much better at giving people advice, but I can't take my own. Like, you're like, when you're getting on Tinder, I'm like, ugh, that just seems
no Tinder. Can you just do something normal?
You know what? I felt like if we don't get any listeners, I might as well just join Tinder just so we have more content. I might do it, but I'm so, like, it makes me want to kind of throw up. Like, I'm that nerve. Like, I'm more social.
Didn't Christy and Gary meet on the Tinder?
Yes.
See? There's hope. They're doing really well.
They are.
They just celebrated 1 year.
Yep. And her birthday was this past weekend.
Yes. They are. Can I just say, it makes me so happy that Kevin Bacon is so in love.
It's good.
I think it's good.
Kevin Bacon. Kevin Bacon's met her eggs. Wait, no, that's
Kevin
bad.
Bacon.
Sorry, Christy, don't listen to this. I'm so sorry. And you know, I can't. Fuck. Hey, Samantha Barrett, I know you're listening.
Is she a baby yet?
No.
Isn't she overdue by now?
No, she's due on the 31st. August?
Yeah. Dude, she should have been due like 5 months ago.
I got to see her on Saturday and give her baby gifts, and she's like, I can't wait for this little porca to come out.
Oh, shit, she's got a big belly.
Oh, she's ready. She's ready.
She is ready.
But yeah, I definitely feel like I can dish out the advice, but I can't take my own. It's like,
ooh. Yeah, I do the same thing.
But I mean, yeah, between you and two other,
well, I'm just really an emotional roller coaster, Bridget.
Yeah, well, so isn't everyone else I know right now. And I'm like, I'm sure my cart's going to crash soon. Because at some point, summer Bridget's going to end. And I'm,
well,
gonna,
it will, because the fall's coming.
I know, and I'm going to, I need a new hashtag. Kevin
so
Bacon.
Hashtag Alicia, oh, what am I going to do? I love the fall. Fall's my favorite season ever.
Well, you're still on your Fuck It tour.
I am.
You're, you know, still what? 2016. Oh!
I think
game changer. What? Continue.
Yeah, definitely. It definitely is a game changer.
It's not a Fuck It tour anymore.
No, Moon Pie's a game changer.
Well.
Don't call that serious.
Don't call it a comeback! Sorry. Oh, we're so screwed.
Moon Pie's a game changer. Yes.
Wow. You listening to this, Moon Pie?
No.
Because you know he's going to listen to this.
I don't think so. It's minute 55. He probably... No.
Yeah.
Unless I...
We're probably scared
game,
him with
unless
that
I
pegging
memo,
talk, huh?
Probably. If I remember what game changer, maybe, but...
This will be a conversation that you're probably going to end up having. You're going to Snapchat me. I guarantee that
you're
going...
Oh, don't make me throw up right now.
Don't... Why are you acting
I
like
so
this?
Freak out. I'm
why?
Freaking out. Because it's definitely weird. I mean, I'm not... I'm just... Nope.
You know
I'm
what?
Not, I'm not saying it.
You know what?
I'm not saying
so,
it. I'm not saying
so can it. I just tell you that on Friday night... Actually, I got a text message from my best friend, Christina, on Friday morning. I was at work, and of course, I was wearing my yoga pants and my tank top, and I had just covered myself in dirt from cleaning stuff. She's like, I need you to come to Boston with me tonight. I was like, what? Okay, sure. She's like, I have this opportunity to meet this, he's a motivational speaker. She's like, it's a secret meetup group. Will you come with me? I was like, I am wearing, like, the most disgusting clothes on the planet. I can't go to the Back Bay of Boston wearing, like, this. She's like, I will go to your house and get you clothes. She did. She actually called me. She was in my room. I'm like, I am so sorry. I have not had a chance to actually look at my room besides pass out for, like, 2 months. She went, she was, you know, played the best friend role. She got me everything I needed. And her and I took off to Boston and had this incredible meeting with this dude.
I know, I saw your Snapchats and your adventure.
Yeah, and I can't actually talk about any of that. But one of his advices is he calls it reality hacks. He's like, you know, this is not my intellectual property. Take it for what it is. You do what you want. But he said, stop worrying about other people and go live a great fucking life.
Mm-hmm.
And that, those were his exact words, because he does swear, and I love it.
That's even better.
And he said, and if someone doesn't appreciate or doesn't like you living a great fucking life, fuck them. Go be concerned about you, and only you.
I've been... I've
so, you I being been. Like, ah, me, title, me, man. Go live a great fucking life.
I am living a great fucking life. I have.
And I feel like this
I feel like I really have. I really good. Have, I feel like. I really have. I've been doing stuff.
And you know what's interesting is that we joked about this with Kevin Bacon at the beginning of summer, and she was like, ha, some hashtag summer Bridget. And I was like, that's not funny. And then I fucking lived up to it and owned that shit. Yeah. All of a sudden this shit just coming out of nowhere, like falling into my lap. I'm like, yeah, I'll drive to Boston with you on the fucking Friday night. Because
you spoke to the universe. The universe is speaking back.
Yeah, although...
When you put everything out to the universe,
Kevin Bacon did that for me. Kevin Bacon has been very...
Kevin Bacon is fucking amazing.
We need her back. Like, we need to...
I know, Kevin Bacon...
When we get off this podcast, we need to schedule the next one.
Maybe next week.
Yes, but we need to see when she's available.
Yeah.
Because we miss her.
We do.
We miss Kyle. We miss Ribby.
Kyle, we miss you.
Ribby!
Baby. It's almost softball season's gotta be done by now.
Ribby is crushing it on the softball game. We should just go to a softball game one night.
Let's do that.
Alright. Let's find out when she's...
Hashtag summer Bridget, never ending.
I know. Well, official summer officially ends on September 21st, according to Alicia.
It is. It's the middle of September. Well, then not September 1st, bitch.
I always feel like after Labor Day, that's when you should transfer over to autumn.
Yeah, because they tell you don't wear white after Labor Day, that's why.
Fuck it. I'm gonna wear white. I don't give a shit. I'm gonna do it.
You can do whatever you want.
Right? I do what I want!
So we are at 59 minutes, 42 seconds. Well, 44, 45, 46. I think we had a very productive podcast.
I think we did too. We were a little all over the place.
We weren't. That's what podcasts are. They're conversations, from one conversation to another.
Uh-huh.
They've been worse.
That is true.
They've been worse, episode 3.
Do you want this or the other one that I talked to you about?
I love that, now that we've said it.
All right, well then, you continue talking. Give your Jerry's Corner. You know, Jerry Springer gives his, last minute thoughts.
Oh, last minute thoughts. Final thoughts.
Final thoughts.
This is Alicia Unleashed. Final thoughts. When you get lemons, make lemonade. That's all I got, Bridget. What's going on? When you find...
Talk about the swear jar.
Oh, yes. So we decided to, between the two swear jobs that we have $50 that we will be donating to Cape of Animal Aid, which we've said over a year ago when we first started our podcast that's what the money was going to for the swear jar. So I think $50 so far is going to be good. I might throw in a little extra because I'm sure we've swore a little bit more than what we've put in the jar. So that's what we're going to do. So Cape Ann Animal Aid, and then shout out to Joe Sanfilippo.
JAS
Electric had a fundraiser, raised $2,000. $1,000 will be going to Cape Ann Animal Aid, and the other $1,000 will be going to the Cape Ann Food Pantry. So there's been
Cape
a lot
open
of...
Door.
What?
Cape Ann Open Door.
Cape Ann Open Door.
Yeah.
It's not the food pantry?
I don't know.
Okay, Open Door.
Open Door.
Food pantry.
It's probably the same thing.
Probably the same thing. All
right.
But we need to be politically correct.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
He said Open Door, so you know.
All right, so we didn't even say this is episode 36.
It is episode 36.
We are almost Darcy's age.
Oh, bitch!
We are almost Darcy's age. We are definitely Darcy's
age.
And
we're gonna go with a long closer, but
hell yes,
because we're living great fucking lives.
That's it. That's what we do. Final, good.
Jesus,
take the wheel. Jesus, take the wheel.
That is not the song we're singing.
Good night, Gloucester. Be kind to one another.
Stop it?
No! Good night, Gloucester!